If then you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. During the pandemic, back in 2020, everyone had a lot of time on their hands, especially us priests. And everyone was working from home, which meant most people were not working. I decided to record some Bible studies and post them on the church website in case people wanted to read the Bible instead of work. One 10-part study was on the Acts of the Apostles with the cheeky title, Acts of the Apostles, spelled A-X-E, an axe. If you step back and survey the whole book of Acts, it is roughly divisible into two halves. The first focusing on St. Peter, and the second centering on St. Paul. In a sense, Peter and Paul are the two major axes that the Holy Spirit used to clear the world of the pagan forest so that he could build up his kingdom on earth. So, chapters 1 through 12, or maybe 15, the Council of Jerusalem, is Peter, the most prominent. And from chapters 15 to 28, St. Paul runs the show. In other words, the Acts of the Apostles is not so much about the exploits of all 12 apostles, but more narrowly about two, the pillars of the primitive church, Saints Peter and Paul. And we see the successors of these two pillars, the Pope and our bishop, continue to wield the axe to clear the world and our diocese of old paganisms and even new threats to the kingdom of God. The reason we should attentively study the original Acts of the Apostles, Peter and Paul, is so we can understand the current Acts of the Apostles, the Pope and the bishop. Our first reading this morning is taken from Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 8, which now you know is part of the second half of the book dealing with St. Paul, a bishop. And St. Luke, the human author of the book, describes how it belongs to the bishop's office to confer the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just like our bishop comes annually to our parish for confirmation and to give the Holy Spirit to our parishioners. We read, "And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied." Can you catch how the Holy Spirit continues to wield the axe, here spelled A-X-E, of modern-day apostles, meaning bishops, to clear the world of the forests of faithlessness and futility? And just like during the primitive church, the real forests of the lack of faith are not outside somewhere else in the world, but inside each human heart. Inside our own hearts grow the dense and crowded trees of doubts, questions, depressions, rivalries, ambition, laziness, lust, and so forth. Let me share a recent experience where I felt the sharp edge of the axe of the apostles today. Last week, I received an email from a man named Anthony who asked if we should offer the traditional Latin Mass, TLM for short, here at IC. The traditional Mass is when the priest faces the altar rather than facing the people. Anthony wrote, "You would be surprised how many young people with families would fill the pews of Immaculate Conception Church." He went on, "The new high altar that was recently installed would be ideal for the TLM. Latin would unite all people of different races and creeds." Now, how would you reply to such a request? I remembered the Acts of the Apostles, Peter and Paul yesterday, the Pope and the Bishop today, and I responded like this. The traditional Latin Mass is indeed very beautiful and inspires many Catholics, notably the younger generation. By the way, can you hear the big but coming? People used to compliment Monsignor Hébert, my first pastor, saying he could tell you you're going to hell in such a way you'd look forward to the ride. It's a shame he never became an axe of the apostles. I continued in my email response, "However, the bishop has made it clear, following the direction of Traditionis Custodes, the Pope's directive limiting where the TLM may be celebrated, the diocesan priests are not permitted to celebrate the TLM in our parish." And then I added, "Consequently, anyone wishing to attend the traditional Latin Mass must make the trip either to Our Lady of Sorrows in Lowell or to St. John the Baptist in Cabot." Now, do you think Anthony enjoyed the ride? What's my point this morning? It's basically this. The fifth book of the New Testament does not merely have a historical value. What happened in the early church after Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit descended? It contains a profoundly practical value for us today. We see the Holy Spirit wielding the Acts of the Apostles with great effect today as he continues to clear the forest of foolishness and plant the seeds of faith. In case you have too much time on your hands, maybe because you're working from home, reread the Acts of the Apostles and see if you can feel its sharp edge. Praised be Jesus Christ.